From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're joining us once again, as today the Reverend James Porter is letting the Bible speak from John's Gospel chapter 1 and words in verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. But before we hear the message, let's just take a moment and listen to these words in song.
Do you know that Jesus loves you? Do you care? Do you know He died to save you? Do you care? Son of God and King is He, yet He died upon a tree. Do you love Him? Does it matter? Do you care? Do you care? Do you care? Can the Christ life be a part of you to share? In the trials day by day, can you follow in His way? Do you love Him? Do you love Him? Do you care? If His tender heart was broken, would you care? Priceless gift of God the spoken, would you care? On the cross was crucified, for our sins He bled and died. Can you see Him? Does it matter? Do you care? Do you care? Do you care? Can the Christ life be a part of you to share. In the trials day by day, can you follow in His way? Do you love Him? Do you love Him? Do you care?
Good morning. Bible reading for today is from John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them give He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. In this chapter, John tells of the coming of Christ into this world, then tells of many who rejected Him as Saviour, and he tells of some who trusted Him as Saviour, and that some are those who are described in this verse as the sons of God. In essence, this refers to those who are God's children. And my, to be a child of God is the greatest of all relationships, and today it is this great relationship that I want you to consider with me. Notice, first of all, the privilege of this relationship. Verse 12 says, But as many as received Him, to them give He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Being a child of God, is a relationship of tremendous privilege and blessing. The hymn writer rejoiced in such a blessing, for she could say, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. God's child is blessed, for he is secure in the hand of Christ. Christian, when the Lord saves you, he will keep you on the Christian pathway. He will keep you as a shepherd keeps his flock." Psalm 121, verse 5, it says, "The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand." Also, we can say that God's child is blessed, for God has promised to supply his needs. In Philippians 4, verse 19, it says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Also, God's child is blessed, for God gives him a wonderful joy. Child of God, you have the joy of sins forgiven. In Psalm 32, verse 1, it says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." Also, dear Christian, you have the joy of the Lord's presence in your life. Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." God's child also is blessed, for he's given a wonderful peace. Child of God, through faith in Christ, you have peace with God. The Bible says in Romans 5, verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Also, you have the promise of the peace of God ruling in your heart. In John 14, verse 27, the Lord says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Also, God's child is blessed with grace to live for God. Christian, in Psalm 84, verse 11, it says, "The Lord will give grace and glory." And then God's child is blessed with a home in heaven, saved from a lost eternity in hell itself. Child of God, you have the wonderful hope of heaven. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." But then secondly, I want you to note the possession of this relationship. Friend, how can you and I enter into this relationship of being a child of God? Well, in answering that question, the Word of God makes it clear that everyone is not a child of God. For in John chapter 8, verse 44, Christ is speaking to religious Jews who rejected him as Savior, and he said, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father will ye do." There in this world are two kinds of people: those who are the children of the devil, those who are unsaved; those who are the children of God, those who are saved. Now, in accordance with John 1, verse 12, if you and I are to become God's child, we must receive Christ by trusting him as Savior. John 1, verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." My friend, this means that you trust Christ as the one who has made an atonement for your sin. In other words, you accept his sacrifice upon the cross as the only sufficient payment to God for the debt of your sin. In Matthew 20, verse 28, it says of Christ, "The Son of Man came to give his life a ransom for many." Yes, to receive him means that you obey his call to repent of your sin and that you confess your sins to him. In Luke 13, verse 3, Christ says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." To receive him means that you trust him as the only one who can deliver you from the power of your sin. In John 8, verse 36, it says of Christ, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." And then to receive him as Savior means that you trust him as the only one who can give you peace with God. In Ephesians 2, verses 13 and 14, it says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us." And to receive him as Savior means to trust him as the only way to heaven. Indeed, in John 14, verse 6, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Then to receive him as Savior means to trust him as Lord and King of your life. The jailer asked Paul and Silas in Acts 16, verse 30, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" The answer he received was this: "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt receive. One famous preacher has once said, Christ will either be a whole saviour or none at all. Oh, being a child of God means that Christ is to be crowned King and Lord of your life. Then finally, I want you to consider with me the people of this relationship. Verse 12 says, But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. In this verse, there are no specific group or category or colour or creed of people that are mentioned. The inference is that anyone who trusts Christ as a repentant sinner can become a child of God. Friend, whether you are a scholar or maybe one with little education, if you receive Christ by faith, you shall become God's child. Friend, if your life is clean and upright, or if it is down in the gutter of sin, it matters not. If you receive Christ by faith, you shall become God's child. Friend, you may be rich, you may be poor, it matters not. If you trust in Christ as Saviour, you shall enter into God's family and receive the wonderful gift of eternal life and salvation from your sin. Friend, your skin may be dark, your skin may be white, it matters not. You trust Christ as Saviour, you shall be saved. In John chapter 6, verse 35 and 37, it says, And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Do you long to become God's child? Do you long to be sure of heaven? Do you desire to be delivered from the guilt of your sin and the bondage of sin? Then by faith accept Christ Jesus as your personal Saviour. Don't reject him, rather receive him. You know, there once was a lawyer. He was confronted with his need to receive Christ by faith as Saviour. And this lawyer refused Christ because he thought that becoming a child of God, becoming a Christian, would interfere with his business. You know, that lawyer made an awful mistake. For after his refusal to trust Christ as Saviour, he sank lower and lower down into terrible sin. He lost all respect. He lost his business and his life was ruined by sin. My, in rejecting Christ as a Saviour, he was literally throwing away his life. Alas, he was throwing away his only hope of heaven. Then don't you make the same mistake. Matthew 27, verse 22, you read a very important question. It says this, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? You ponder that question as this message comes to a close today. May you receive Christ. May you trust Christ as your Saviour. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we let the Bible speak.